We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And as promised, he is Radio.com Sports Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Catch them on Scallop Pals on Radio.com. It's a must listen, a must watch for all NBA fans, and he joins us now. Scal, what's up, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, guys. You know you guys are my guys.
Yeah, it's
appreciate you.
Good to have you. Good to have you on. So a lot to get to today. Where are you just sort of from a mentality and a perspective on how the NBA so far is doing inside the bubble?
I think they're doing pretty well. I know there's been some late arrivals. I think there's more people that got the COVID-19 virus than previously expected. You saw the two guys, that got tested when they were in their 2 days of quarantine and got hit. That's a little scary because more than likely they had the virus. They flew with their teams on the way down there, and somehow, somewhere along, whether it was on the plane or the day before or whatever it is, them getting tested, that was a little concerning for me at first. But it seems like the NBA, and you got to think about it, this virus seems to be out of control in the sense the CDC doesn't really know what's going on. Like, it seems like politicians don't know what's going on. Doctors don't really know what's going on. But the NBA, for whatever information they have, they seem to have a good grasp on what this is and trying to contain it. I'm only saying that so far. It's a couple of days in. We'll see how it continues to play out.
Does all the attention that Caboclo leaving, you know, Rashawn Holmes walks out to, you know, to crosses the line to get some food or whatever, do you think that makes it less likely that guys are going to make at least the mistake portions of it? You know, that the all the attention that it's gotten. I mean, these have been big headlines. Now those guys have got to go back into, or at least in Rashawn's case, he goes back into quarantine. Do you think those coming out early make it less likely that we'll have mistakes like that?
Yeah, so I can't believe those guys did that because from what I understand, the NBA, and listen, I've been a part of these things, and I've been a part of these team meetings, and when there's something to emphasize, and I'll tell you, the NBA players are the best when people say, these are the three things we're going to focus on today. During that time, I'm sure the guy said, listen, there is no leaving your room no matter what.
Right.
You can't order food. You can't go pick it up. You can't see a delivery guy. Those guys just probably thought, I don't know, either A, they lost their minds at that time, or B, they probably thought, like, then no one would catch me. But I heard the NBA is doing an unbelievable job of driving home what this is. You can think about it. It's 108 pages of rules. Mm-hmm. And the rules are throughout the whole entire tournament, or we call it a tournament, the playoffs. But what reality is, like, you just got to follow each individual rule day by day. Like, okay, when we go to a game, you can't do this. So it's just a few rules at a time, even though there's 108 pages of them, and that's for if anything were to come up. But I'm sure those guys are going to be in their rooms 10 days and feeling like they let their teammates down.
Yeah, we're talking to Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com Sports NBA NBA insider here on the show. In terms of the activities, I mean, listen, nobody's under the impression that this is ideal or perfect, but like, I don't know. Have you seen some of the videos? I mean, J.J. Redick and Myers Leonard are shotgunning beers. I feel like you'd be right at home, you know, in the bubble right now, Scal. Like, maybe they're just making the best of it, but it doesn't look that bad. Like, I think I might do it.
Yeah. I mean, we would all love to go to, like, fantasy camp, right? That's what that is. Like, I would take that over what my normal life is day in and day out. And I know, like, guys are complaining about the food and stuff like that, but, like, they have, like, you're basically waiting on hand and foot. You get whatever you want. You have activities. You have golf. You have this. You have that. So I don't know, man. I especially in today's day and age, like, the guys complaining, it's just, it makes him feel a little disconnected to like what's really going on in the world right now. But I would have no problem being down there. Of course, I would miss my family, but it's all part of it. And, you know, like I was just around my family for the last 5 months straight. So, you know, they can use some time away from me.
You concerned at all yet about Houston? Now, I realize I don't think any of us are picking. Well, some might be. Some have picked them as a dark horse, but not many of us picking them as the champion when this thing is crowned. But are you concerned at all the fact that, you know, obviously we had the announcement, Westbrook announces he's got coronavirus, but Harden's not there yet. I think Luke Mbamute is not there yet. The fact that they're not there, you concerned yet? They still got plenty of time to sort of get it together and be fine coming out.
I think they got a lot of time. I know NBA players. It doesn't take them very long when you're already in shape. It's not like like me. I'm 42. It's like if I wanted the road back to the NBA, it would be like a 6-month journey for me. Like all these guys stayed in really good shape. So the one thing I don't understand is if you get the coronavirus once, does that mean you can't get it again? I'm not sure about that or not. So, you know, like I wonder how many guys on the teams have already picked it up and now they're clear per se or not. But I like Houston a lot. I'm not concerned about anything going on right now. I'm really not even concerned about how Houston plays in those seeding games, which are 8 games, you know, to start this whole thing. I would only be concerned about the matchups that Houston has, and I don't think that they should. I think they should do whatever it takes to not match up with the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round. I think you want to push that off as much as you can.
Yeah.
You know, with Rondo being out, like I'd much rather play the Lakers in the second round than even the Clippers in the second round because you might get 4 or 5 games. Remember, they already don't have Avery Bradley and they don't have Rajon Rondo for a couple games in that second round. I think I'd be looking at that path versus playing the Clippers with these guys. Like, we were hoping that the Clippers, with the injury history of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, you hope that somewhere down the road those guys wear out. You wouldn't want to get them fresh off the beat, you know, the first round, and all of a sudden these guys are chomping at the bit to get after it.
How deep, I guess, can their style take them? And maybe the style isn't small ball, Brian. Maybe it's having two superstars and you get Harden and Westbrook both going and you can do anything. But are you a believer in that small ball can make a decent long push here and maybe even give the Clippers a push?
I think the Clippers are going to be tough, but I am a believer in the small ball. And I tell you what else I'm a believer in. I think James Harden in the past, if you just look at his playoff performances and you start looking at his games played, minutes played throughout the NBA season, the guy's a hooper, man. He's always out there. He's always playing. He's always getting buckets. I get it. Like, a lot of people don't like his style. I don't necessarily like his style either, but he's out there. So this break for him, it looks like he's in great shape. There's no way he was quarantined. Like, he was in the gym working because I know he's like a workaholic. So I'm assuming that James Harden is going to be really good, almost borderline special. Maybe at the end of this whole thing, a lot of people would argue, like, man, James Harden was the best player here at this playoffs for this. Because I just think he's going to be fresh.
Yeah.
All those other years of him playing,
it's true.
I just think he's been worn out. And I know the commitment he's put on his body the last couple years. He's never missed a weight workout. He's just so much more committed to the game. So I wonder if he's not going to have those. I just feel like he's not going to have those. Remember in San Antonio where he looked like he was just lost out there? Mm-hmm. That they lost games. I think it was game 6. I don't think he's going to have that. So because I believe in Harden, and I do believe that the isolation, small ball, does kind of circle around James Harden if he's special, then I think the Houston Rockets are going to be a tough out. I think the Clippers have the bodies to throw at Harden and Westbrook, but everybody else, man, they just I don't think they have the perimeter defenders to guard those guys.
In terms of the actual quality of basketball, like, what are you expecting? Are you expecting this to look sort of like that lockout season? You know, when it was a shortened season and, you know, obviously, they weren't just working out all the time and in game shape by the time it resumed. Like, what do you sort of expect in terms of the quality of basketball when this does resume?
Yeah, I think it's different now. You have to understand, I think when that happened, you had the shortened season. Like, the workout culture has shifted, but it's not like it is now.
Yeah.
Everybody trains. Everybody has a personal trainer and also an individual basketball guy. There's 4 or 5 sports scientists on every team. So, like, the levels of what they've gone to as far as, like, the body maintenance, what they eat, all that stuff, it's so different than we talked about the shotgun beer of, you know, J.J. Redick shotgunning beers, but most of these guys are so locked into their diets and stuff like that. I don't expect them to, like, I don't expect the injuries to be like what everyone talked about. I don't expect that. I do expect the first eight games to be just like the kind of preseason. If you ever watch preseason basketball, it's kind of disgusting at times, but it's like everyone's timing is off. No one knows when they're going to get their shots and stuff like that. But I do believe when the playoffs start, there'll be some dismissals of teams that are not very good early, and I'm mostly talking about 7 and 8 in the Eastern Conference. And then second round comes, it's going to be, I think, high-level basketball, because another thing about the playoffs normally is you have a million distractions. You have travel. You got to get your mom, your cousin, your friend, whatever. Everyone wants playoff tickets. You're balancing all that, and then you're going out there and playing. There's media obligation. There's not nearly as much other commitments to basketball, outside of basketball in this bubble. So these guys can all focus in. There's no travel. There's a lot of things that are taken away. I think it's going to make the basketball better from the second round on.
What would Brian Scalabrine have to have in the bubble to keep that sanity? I've seen where a lot of guys got their PS4s, a lot of guys got their wine cases down there. Heck, I even think people covering it. Mark Spears from The Undefeated, he's taking his PS4 down there, but he forgot the cord. Are you a wine man, Brian? What would you need? Is it beers with Reddick? Like, what would you need in the room to make sure you've got your sanity at all times?
So I don't know what's going on with if they have a, you know, like, I'm a big, and the biggest part about the quarantine that's affected me is I'm a big sauna guy. Like, I love the sauna. I go in there for 35 minutes straight before my workout and another 25 minutes after my workout, and I just sit in there. I just wait for people to just tap out. And I don't know if that's allowed anymore with the whole, like, you know, being in a small room with no airflow or anything like that. So I wouldn't bring a sauna, even though I heard that you can get portable saunas. I'm not down for that. They're kind of weird, but I think that's what I would miss the most. If I could figure out a way to get a sauna or even have my own personal sauna sessions at these places, that's what I would want to do more than anything else. So I like to love to eat, love my iPad on the road, and I love working out and jumping in the sauna. If I had to go that many months without a sauna, I'd be a miserable person. But I had to do that during quarantine. My gym shut down. No sauna at the spot. I'm really kicking myself for not getting one installed before this whole thing started.
We always ask you about the bubble, the NBA. You played college basketball. What do you think the chances are that we're having a college basketball season? Or you're looking at it now where maybe this is something that happens in the spring. My colleague here, John, and I both felt like they're not going to miss another March Madness and that revenue opportunity. You'd be talking about really hurting the NCAA if you missed that for a second straight season. Just your thoughts on whether we'll be able to have, with everything the country's going through, a college basketball year this year.
I think it's a very polarizing topic.
It is.
Because in one sense, this thing was getting out of control and everything stopped. And then everyone told us and everyone told me, and I was like, why are we stopping? Like, are we going to have to figure this thing out? And everyone told me, oh, it'll be fine. This will go away, mm-hmm. and then we'll be back, and everything will be normal. So then we start up again, and everything is back to how it was before. So are we going to go back into hiding again? Are we going to, like, live our life? Is it going to be college basketball, college football with mask on? I don't know. So I would love to see all things go back to normal. I'm just not sure, like who's making these calls and what information is correct and incorrect. So I think I actually heard the NBA is thinking about pushing the NBA season off until February or March to have a better chance of getting a vaccine where we can have, because the NBA just doesn't feel like it's profitable
right.
without having those fans. Yes. And you know what? You watch the NBA. Can you imagine a January game? You guys are just going through the motions, and we see it a lot of times. With no fans, that'd be so disappointing to watch. So I want to get the fans back out there. I want everything to go back to normal. I just have no idea who's making all these calls.
Yeah, no, it's a hell of a thing to have to figure out, no question about it. And you just hope that we have more information at our disposal at the least. At best, you know, something that we can treat this thing with, or a vaccine. So, hey, Scal, man, we appreciate the time, brother. Man. Thanks.
You got it, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep. He is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Brian Scalabrine, Insider Calls, always brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Catch them on Scal and Pals on radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.